Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. You know, last episode I spoke about David's wife, McCall, and how after he danced before the Lord and was celebrating and rejoicing with everyone, his wife despised him, because in her eyes, this was not how a king was supposed to act. And yeah, the Bible says she literally despised him in her heart. And it's crazy when you think about it. I mean, at this point in time, she was back with her husband. So they had riches, prosperity, power, influence. But yet, because in her mind, he didn't live up to her standards, she hated him, and then she even mocked him after the celebration was done. David blesses the people. His journey to become king is complete. And then he goes up and sees his wife, and his wife is making wisecracks at him. So first things first, God dealt with her. She was judged. She had her punishment. And the Bible doesn't talk about her pretty much after that. The second thing to note is that who are we to try and tell anyone else how to celebrate and how to live their life? Why is it that we think that we can judge somebody else just because they're not doing something that we want or that we expect them to do? I'm not talking about someone who's doing something wrong and you want to correct them or you want to warn them and help them. I am not talking about anything like that. Sometimes there are people in life, people that you may know, who have these expectations of you, and if you don't live up to their expectations, their standards, they will judge you, they will ridicule you, and since today is the world of social media, they'll talk about you behind your back online. You see it all the time with athletes, celebrities, pretty much anybody in the public. If they take a particular stance or they say certain things, one side kills them, the other side praises them. But the moment they take a different stance and the position changes, then that side that hated them may praise them and the side that praised them may hate them. The good news is you're not supposed to be a people pleaser anyway. And yet we have some people in our circle who expect you to do certain things, and if you don't do them, they'll have a real problem with you. Their attitude will change, and they'll even come at you a little crazy. And here's the funny thing. It won't matter how close the two of you were. It won't matter what you've done for that person in the past. You can forget about seeing any gratitude or appreciation for the relationship and the history you two may share, because in that moment, you're not doing what they thought that you should be doing for whatever reason. And they're going to snap at you for that. And why does that happen? Why do people put their own insecurities, their own image, and project it onto other people? None of it is healthy. You know, they idolize, they lift you up and make you something more than what you are. It doesn't matter that we're all human, that we're no different from each other, really. But they project so much. And then when you don't live up to what they think, they turn their back on you. And it's not just projecting your own thoughts and standards upon other people. It could be other things like envy or jealousy. You know, the Bible was really clear to emphasize how family and loved ones can be those people who are supposed to be in your corner and for your better, but can actually bring them down. Now, I'm not knocking families personally, but the point was that it could be potentially anybody. Sometimes people are so jealous of you, they get to the point where they are determined to bring you down and to see you fall. And why do people get so jealous like that? Why can't they just focus on their own lives? You know, there's no more greater story, unfortunately, than the story of Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel both had a sacrifice for God, and God admired Abel's sacrifice more, and Cain got jealous and killed him. Instead of, you know, working on himself and fixing his own mess and preparing a better sacrifice, he was jealous because somebody else was doing the right thing. Sometimes instead of working on your own life, people deflect and they want to see somebody else fall because they're not at where they should be yet. So how dare somebody else have it figured out? How dare somebody else achieve or be happy or do something a certain way just because that they can't or they're not willing to? And remember, this is family that the Bible is talking about. Why can't we just focus and work on ourselves more? You know, it's crazy how Joseph's brothers in the Bible were so jealous that they sold him into slavery. Thankfully, Joseph was devout and focused on God his whole life and serving God, so it worked out for him in the end and worked out for the nation of Israel. But why were Joseph's brothers so consumed with jealousy as opposed to trying to be better men, as opposed to trying to have better lives for themselves? These men were going to have families of their own, and yet they were so jealous of a little kid. Remember, Joseph was the second youngest out of all his brothers. Everyone has their own life, their own dreams, their own goals. We're all created individually. If somebody is supposed to be great, let them be great, and you focus on yourself. Somebody else's life will never replace or never supplement whatever it is you're supposed to do with your own life. You know, you see people having a successful marriage or a successful relationship, and your relationship may not be great. And so instead of working on your own, you hate on theirs. And the moment that theirs goes through some type of adversity, you're ready to laugh at them or you're ready to mock them or criticize them. But instead, you need to look inward and figure out what's going on in your situations so that your life can improve. People will be so jealous of what you have. And the sad thing is that if they did have it and get it themselves, they wouldn't know how to handle it. They don't have it because they can't handle it. They don't know how to manage it. They don't know how to nurture it and grow it right. But they hate the fact that you have it. But instead of fixing themselves, instead of looking inward, they choose to look outward. And it's not always because someone is called to do greater things in life as opposed to you. Sometimes it's just somebody doing the right thing and being the right type of person. And then they get picked on and mocked simply for who they are. But that's all for today, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't want to spend too much time talking about this particular issue. Remember, please support. Please send me a prayer request. Remember that you have your own life, and it's important that you remember to focus on making sure that you're where you need to be, and don't worry about where others are, because that's their life, and they're in charge of their life. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for another beautiful week, Father. I just pray that you continually bless my listeners, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that we continue to examine our hearts, Father, and that we will work out any issues that we have towards others, that we will work out any issue that we have towards family members or friends, Father, or even people that we don't know, Father, and that you would work in our hearts, Father, and help us to forgive and move forward and to focus on ourselves and continue to live our best life, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.